Alaska lost two well-known and much-loved acoustic musicians during the past year. Juno's Buddy Tabor and Skagway's Barb Kalin sang, strummed, and put together musical events during their many years in the region. Both were celebrated at the Alaska Folk Festival, a seven-day series of concerts held this month in the capital city. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld gives us a taste of the sound of their tributes.
Barb Kalin spent her nearly 90 years of life in Skagway. She was a homesteader and a political activist. She worked as a photographer, botanist, and reporter, and she raised a family. For many, she'll be best remembered as a musician and organizer of concerts and festivals. Kalin and some of her favorite singers and instrumentalists played the Alaska Folk Festival under the name Skagway Beach Picnic. Friends, including Juno's Martha Stay, resurrected that group to celebrate her life.
Barb loved it when everybody sang along. Please honor her spirit, and your parts will be painfully obvious. Barb Kalin was born up in Northland Canal.
In old Skagway.
Was there she was born, and she raised all her own
in old Skagway.
Kalin frequently held impromptu music gatherings in her hometown, and she put together the International Folk Festival with concerts one night in Skagway and the next in Whitehorse. It helped make long-lasting connections between Alaska and Yukon pickers and singers.
The other day,
I met a bear.
Out in the woods.
Away up there.
The other day, I met a bear. Out in the woods, away up there.
Martha Stay, her husband Jim, Ann Fuller, and other musicians, including Kalin's daughter, gathered around a large photograph at the festival to sing a medley of some of Kalin's favorite songs.
Music alone shall live, music alone shall live, music alone shall live,
never to die.
Rest in peace, Barb Kalin.
One of the first people to back Kalin up on the festival stage was Juno's Buddy Tabor, who also recently passed away. Many Alaska Folk Festival performers dedicated songs or sets this year to the singer, songwriter, poet, and guitarist. One of the tributes came from Will Putman of Fairbanks. He met Tabor years ago on his first ferry ride north.
And then I met him every year when I came back to this festival. And I don't know if I could even say I really knew Buddy well, except that I had 30 years worth of really intense conversations, widely scattered once a year. And I think this was one of his more popular numbers, but it really struck a chord with me, the stark simplicity, the battle of life and death, the despair, and the bad ending that Buddy was known for.
The last thing they told me was, Billy, the ice is too thin. But I wouldn't listen to him, just like a fool, I fell in.
Tabor, most recently a house painter, was not shy about giving his fellow musicians advice. Juno's Colette Costa was among those with a teasing friendship. She said Tabor liked to tell her to sing without putting on a show. So she named her festival group Costa's Angel Band, a.k.a. Hootenanny in Heaven, and filled the stage with musicians and dancers.
Well, I guess the only upside is that this is actually a Buddy Tabor song. I don't think he ever envisioned it this way. He referred to the song as a ditty, a throwaway, fool. One, two, three, four. If your love were laced with chocolate divine, I'd wrap around his heart of mine. He gave me a kiss, too sweet and fine. Come on, daddy, be my valentine.
Costa closed her set by bringing a Red Robe choir to the stage to share her take on one of Tabor's favorite hymns.
Just to close your walk with me.
Grant to Jesus is my plea.
Just to close your walk.
This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from the 38th Alaska Folk Festival in Juneau.